All right, let's start on Gimel and Aleph. Just continuing just a little bit from yesterday, the Gemara leads into today, which is Gemara discussing why did the Gemara discuss Yodos first, and then Kinuyim, when the Mishnah itself had enumerated first Kinuyei Nidarim, and then Yodot Nidarim. So the last answer we gave, right, the first answer we gave was that the Mishnayot have no set pattern with this, and that Mishnayot, different authors of different Mishnayot, enumerated the lists, or the Klalim that they put in the Mishnayos, then they would be parade or do a pirut of those items. They would detail out those items in different orders. Sometimes they'd go from the first item that they listed, and sometimes from the last item. The other one we suggested, the other answer was Yadot, Haidi, that's the third line down in the Gemara. Yadot, Haidi, the Achim Midrasho, Mefarsh Nahun Bereisho. So we thought, no, because Yadot are from a drasha, meaning that they're not explicit in the pasuk, therefore the Tanakh explained them first. So that's the case. So why not then, if that's the case, start with them, right? Start with the others in general. So Miftach Pasach B'Kinuyim De'Oraito, it opened, we opened with Kinuyim, which are a direct connection to the Torah requirement, or the Torah way, a prescribed way of making Nidarim, which we said was there's Ikar Neder Min HaTorah, and the Kinuyim, the Rabbanan, either because of the Lashon HaBadu Chachamim, or Lashon Nachrim, said that those work, those these languages work just like the Ikar Neder Min HaTorah. So therefore he mentioned Miftach Pasach B'Kinuyim De'Oraita Bereishu, Bahadar Mefarish Yodot, the Atin Lam Midrasha, and then he explained the Yodos that came from a Drasha. Now the Gemara says, Hani Chalaman Damar Kinuyim Lashon Nachrim Heim. That works, this explanation works well according to the one who believes that, we're going to see this later on in the Gemara and the Dorim, the one who believes that Kinuyim are Lashon Nachrim, which is Rabbi Yochanan's position that the these languages were words, the word Karban, that was borrowed in Hebrew and then somehow altered, but it was an acceptable form of the word Karban. That makes sense that they function like the Doraisa, because it's basically the Ikar Neder Min HaTorah, which requires Karban.
This is Nachrim. Does it mean only in the case where it's non-Jews, language for non-Jews, or could it be a different form of Hebrew?
Yeah, possibly. I don't know. I'm assuming the Gemara means foreign languages, meaning not Hebrew, but there's a possibility that dialects that had this also would work. So, the whole idea of Kinuyim is that the Chachamim made up these languages. Well, if the Chachamim made up these languages, then obviously the Torah did not address this. I mean, that there can't be that this is a Torah law if this is something that the Chachamim made up. So, Ma'ikah LeMeimar. So, when it says, Miktani Yadot, right, is the Mishnah, so this goes back to, so what you asked yesterday, which I had said to you that that in general, which is true, that Chasurei Mechsera, whenever the Mishnah says Chasurei Mechsera, it's missing something, right? It's always in the middle. It doesn't make sense that the Braisa or the Mishnah would be missing something in the beginning or the end. Then almost you've lost almost the whole beginning or meaning of the Mishnah or the Braisa. You need at least a framework in which to say there's a Chasurei Mechsera. So the Gemara is going to do something unusual here, which is going to say, Mik Tani Yadot V'Lav Chasurei Kamachsartla, mean Yadot is not even written in the Mishnah. It's missing. So, Akdim Nami V'Tani Yodos, go ahead, put Yodos at the beginning of the Mishnah. Alright, so it's a Gemara suggestion, which was what you had suggested yesterday. And even though this is not the normal way to do it, not a normal way to have Ksuri Mechsera in this case, the Gemara is suggesting that that could be the possibility here. And the Rambam points out that it's a duchaka. They're really pressing here to do this because they want to solve the problem, but it's not the usual way to place a chasurei mechsera. Okay, Akdim Nami Tanidos. Ko yodos nidarim kin nidarim. V'chol kinuye nidarim kin nidarim. Ve'elohen yodos amar l'chaveiro. Ve'elohen kinuyim koneim koneich v'koneis. Alright, so that would be the way we read the Mishnah now with that. Chasurei mechsera would be, first you have ko yodos nidarim kin nidarim. Then you have kol kinuye nidarim kin nidarim. Then it would explain ve'elohen yodot. It would explain the yodot, which is in our Mishnah amar l'chaveiro. Ve'elohen kinuyim, which is the Mishnah further on. Koneim, koneach, and koneis. Right now, the Gemara is going to dissect this and know these kinyum and yadot, where do we know them from? The yadot hechiktiv. Where do we know that yadot work? So Gemara says, ish ki aplid lindor neder nazir lazir la Hashem. So they bring a pasuk from nazir to teach us about yadot. Betanya, we have a price. Nazir lahazir. That's a double lashon. Right? Nazir lahazir. It's a double lashon. And if you look in the Ran, it's interesting. The Ran says, Nazir Hazir, it's about 2, 4, 6, 7 lines down, 6 or 7 lines down in the wide lines of the Ran. The wide lines, the very wide lines at the bottom of the Ran. Nazir Hazir, the Lav Urche de Krohochi. This is not the normal language of the Pasuk. The Olam Hamakor, the verb, Kodem El Shema Pula, that goes before the noun. It's usually the verb that goes first, and then the noun or the object that the verb is working on.
Then it as in the earlier part of the pasuk, Lindor Neder.
Right, very good. Right. So that would be the first half. Right here it says Nazir, Lehazir. Lazir would be the verb. It should have been Lazir, Nazir. I mean that he takes a Neder, he makes the Neder Nazir, Lehazir, to separate himself. All right, but here it's Nazir, Lehazir. All right, so the Ryan points out that this is out of order, and therefore, what's it coming to teach us? Why is this? So the Gemara says, "V'tanya nazir lazir lasod kinuyim nizirut kin nizirut." That comes to teach you that kinuyim by nizirut work just like nizirut. V'yadot nizirut kin nizirut, and that yadot extensions somehow the not the perfect lashon, but some extension of nizirut will work as nizirutin. Ainly elab nizirut v'nedarim anayit. That we know by nizirus. How do we know by nedarim? Tamar lomar ish ki yachlid lindor neder nazir lazir lashem. Kish nizirut l'nidarim, v'nidarim l'nizirut. I mean that the pasuk connects between neder and nizirut. It says it draws a hekish, what is the Gemara going to call it? It draws some juxtaposition between the two, and therefore we are going to learn some of the properties of nizirut to nidarim, and some of the properties of nidarim to nizirut. And what's that? Just like ben nizirut, we said that the yadot are worked just like a regular nizirut, and af nidarim, asibem yadot nidarim, kin nidarim. So too by nidarim, the yad, right, will, of neder, will also function like a neder. And then what about the other way? Man nidarim over v'bal yachel uval te'acher. Right, there are psukim that are lavim by nidarim. One of them is lo yachel tivaro, that you're not allowed to violate your word. It means that you have to keep your word. One of the restrictions against violating a neder. And val te'acher is lo te'acher l'shal mo, means that you cannot delay in fulfilling your neder. You know, there's two restrictions in violating, in, or either postponing or delaying a neder. One is lo yachel tivaro, you shouldn't let your words go for naught. Right, that you must fulfill your words, and Balte Acher is that you should not delay in fulfilling those words.
So you forgot the Nazirut.
Af Nazirut, over by Yechel, Balte Acher. Exactly. So also by Nazirut, while the application of by Yechel, Balte Acher. So now, Uma Nidarim, what else is unique to Nidarim? Ha'av Mefer Nidre Bito, Uval Mefer Nidre Ishto. And also, what do we know by Nidarim? Right, we've seen this a little bit in Ksubos, we're going to see it more here in Nidarim. Which is what, my Nidarim, that the father is able to nullify, right, the Nidarim of his daughter, and a husband can nullify the Nidarim of his wife. They're able to, when they hear it, Biyom Shamo, right, he's able to say that I do not accept it when it's been Olav Eino, or is it Dobar? So to by Nizirut, the father or the husband has that right also to nullify their neder Nizirut. So now the Gemara wants to know, Maishna gabi Nizirut tichtiv nazir lahazir. Nidarim nami haktiv lindor neder. Why did you learned out that Yad Nazir is like Nazir because you had Nazir lahazir. But the Pasuk also has the double lashon of lindor neder. So why do you need a hekesh to teach me these rules by Nidarim? Let Nidarim learn it out by itself from the double lashon of lindor neder. So the Gemara says, based on this, Maishna gabi zeros kachtiv nazir lazir and nidarim nami haktiv lindor neder. The hekesh shalom alei. What do I need the hekesh for in that instance? So where it says, Ika tov neder lindor kidich tov nazir lahazir, had it written it in the same way that the way nazir lahazir is. And that's what we pointed out in the Ra'an.
Right, the Ra'an was...
Where the verb is after the noun or the object, right? So had it written that way, then neder lindor would also be open for a drasha. But now, kidamart, then it would have worked. But now, lo tzarich hakeshen, then you wouldn't need the hakesh. Hashvath div lindor neder, now like that it writes in the normal fashion that you would speak, which is to the verb and then the object, lindor neder. Dibra Torah kaloshim b'nei adam. Then we don't say, when we have these double lishonot, we don't say that it's coming for a drasha, but rather it's a manner of speech. It's the way people speak, and the Torah was replicating the way people speak. So now, speak. So now, that's a question that happens to be a machlokas about whether we say, dibra lashon dorah kelashon b'nei adam, that when there's a double lashon, or there's certain expressions in the Torah, do we assume that they're not open for drasha because that's the way people speak, that's the way people converse, it's a manner of speech, or do we say no? That the Torah, when it writes, everything is unique, and therefore when it has a double lashon, it's not worried about how people speak, but it's trying to send us a message. So that's what it says. Anich l'man d'islay dibra Torah k'lashon b'nei adam. That works well according to one who thinks.
When a Torah is lindor neder.
Right, lindor neder, and therefore you need the hekesh. L'man d'islay dibra Torah k'lashon b'nei adam. The one opinion who believes that the Torah does not, we do not accept these as manner of speech, but rather they're open for drashot. Lindor neder ma'avidle. What's he going to do with lindor neder? He has another opportunity for a drasha, and that won't require the hekesh. So when it says, darishle la'asot yadot nidarim, so now he says, well, he'll use that to teach us that yadot nidarim are kinidarim. We'll make ish nizirut l'nidarim, right? And then it connects nizirut to nidarim, meaning that yad nazir we're going to learn from nedir. So then, nazir lahazir, what's he going to do with nazir lahazir? Say, darish lay. So then what is he going to do with that? Malameh shah nizirut fal al nizirut. So it's going to come teach us a special principle by nizirut, that you can have one nizirut fall on another nizirut. That, what does that mean? That means that if a person accepts on himself at one time, a person would say, harini nazir, harini nazir, you would have thought that he's one nazir. But that, now what this comes to teach is that when you say harini nazir, harini nazir, right, in one shot, that's the equivalent of accepting on two nether nazirut, and therefore you're going to have to keep two, 30 days, and then another 30 days afterwards. You're going to have to keep two separate nazirut. So that's what nazirut, chala nazirut, is that we don't say at the moment that you take the nether nazirut, is that you really focus, or you really mean one nether nazirut, if you explicate numerous neder and zirut, right? Or then we say that is you're going to have to keep multiple numbers of neder zirut. So that's the lashon of nazir lahazir comes to teach you that you can create these multiple nazirus. Okay, so now we have, right, according to that opinion, we have lindor neder teaches us yadot. We learn that by hekesh to nazirut. The extra nazir lazir comes to teach us nazirut kala nazirut. So that's good according to that opinion. Now, the one who says that dibra Torah k'lashon b'nei adam, then he learned out.
Depend on my focus on the lashon of the Torah.
Okay.
What is that machlokas?
The machlokas, we have it in other places, in Shas and Kedushin and other places, where when the Torah uses a double lashon,
yeah.
Sometimes, is that just a manner of speech? It's not coming to teach us anything, that's just, it's poetic, it's all poetic style.
It's the way people speak, it's the way it's normal.
So therefore, it's not, the Torah is not coming to teach us a certain drasha or a certain unique
drasha,
right. Whereas the other opinion would say that you can, that it's not, the Torah is not a, you know, book of speech, it's a book of significance.
Exactly.
Right, it's fantastic. So therefore, when he uses a double lashon, it's coming to teach us something. Right. So now, based on this, the first opinion where we said that the dibra Torah k'lashon b'nei adam, he learned out yadot from nazir lahazir. Then he had the hekesh to teach us the neder. But where did he learn the zirut chalam the zirut from? He doesn't have a limud for that. So that's it. L'man d'amar dibra Torah k'lashon b'nei adam. But nazir lazir darish lasot yadot nizirut kin nizirut, and he already used nazir lazir to teach you that yadot work, and then he learned that the hekesh and neder kin nizirut chalon nizirut minali. Where does he know that nizirut is chalon nizirut? Where it says yanich yisrael like mandamar in nizirut chalon nizirut. So that will work well according to the one or the opinion. He'd be held like the person who says that there is no such thing as nizirut chalon nizirut. You can only accept one neder nizirut at a time, and he doesn't have a problem. He doesn't need a drasha. Ella Israel Command Amar Nizirut Kala Nizirut Manolik. Where would he know this from? So the Gemara says, Nema Kra Lizor. Right? If it wanted to, the pasuk could have said lizor, similar to the way it says lindor. Right? So if it said lizor, my lahazir, why did it switch as lashon? Shmamina karte, that you can learn out two things from it. One is you can learn out the limud because of nazir lahazir. And number two is, but that could have just been nazir lizor. Now that it's nazir lahazir, you can learn out two things. One, because of the change in the verb noun order. And number two is because of the lahazir versus lizor, which would have been parallel to nedr lindor. Right? Therefore, you have two abilities to learn two things out of that double lashon.
He says you're dorish the double lashon because it's not lashon me'adam. So to begin with, you can be dorish the fact that it's double lashon.
Right? Right. Because it's sounding differently than lashon me'adam.
Right. It's not lashon me'adam. And then the fact is that it's the awkward structure or whatever. You know, it's not just not lashon me'adam, but it's using that, you know, the different way of saying it, so that we have an extra lashon.
Exactly. Right. Yes. Exactly. So shmami not tarte. All right. So that's it. Just quickly. Well, just quickly, just chazer over, right? So the two opinions. One opinion is that, we'll start with the simplest, what the Gemara started with, which is that we learn out Yad from Nazir Lahazir. Okay, we learn that out from Nazir Lahazir. And how do we know that by Nidorim? We have a Hekesh to move it from Nazir Lahazir to Lindor Neder. Right, Lashon, different Torah, Lashon V'Adam. Therefore, Lindor Neder is not significant. And that's how we get the Hekesh to bring it over to Lindor Neder. Now, we have another Lima that we need, which is Nizirut Chala Nizirut. So one of two possibilities. He doesn't hold of that limud. Or he does hold of that limud. He can learn it out of Nazir Lazir because it's different in two ways. It's different in the fact that it moved the verb to after the object or after the noun. And number two is that it didn't use a parallel of Lindor Neder. It says Nazir Lahazir instead of Lizor. So that teaches us those two items. So that's one opinion. The other opinion is, no, we learn it out from Neder Lindor Lo Dibra Torah Kolesh from the Adam. Every word in the Torah is significant. And therefore, Lindor Neder teaches us that Yad Neder can Nidarim. And from that, we learn over into Nazir Lahazir. That's how we learn into Nazirus. What do you do with Nazir Lahazir? He learns from that it's Nazirut Chal Al Nazirut. Okay, so those are the two opinions that we have so far. That's what the Gemara has done so far. Now, next, Bimarovo. In Eretz Yisrael, Amrei Istana, Demipikle, the Yodos, Min Lindor Neder. The East Tana, the Mikle, mean Kola Yotse Mipivi Aset. So in the West, in Eretz Yisrael, they had one Tana that learned, like our Tana that said, Lo Dibra Torah Kolashon Bnei Adam, that learned it out of Lindor Neder, that Yad was learned out of Lindor Neder, because we explained that opinion already. But now they have another Tana that learned it out from Kol HaYotse Mipivi Aset. Everything that comes out of your mouth, you must do. So what does that mean? Kol, we already learned something else, that the Kol HaYotse Mipivi Aset is that you can't have a Chatsi Neder, you can't have something where if you are mevato half a nether, then the whole nether drops because you can't have half a nether. But we also learn now from this kol yotzei mipivi aseh, which is that kol that the if you say something, then you want it to be upheld. You don't want it to be for naught. If that's the case, that's what a yad nether is. Yad Neder is something where you settle a lashon, which is not like Ikar Neder, but implies a form of Neder.
You said that.
Right. So Kol Yotzei Mipivi Aseh is that we want you to stand by your word. And that's how he knows that Yadot Nedarim are Kinidarim. So, Amar Mar. Uman Nedarim, so he learns it after Kol Yotzei Mipivi Aseh, and therefore he doesn't need these Pesukim of Nindor Neder. Okay. Amar Mar.
So what does he do with the, with the double lashon and with the awkward structure?
Right. He doesn't have to, well, he can't, he can then leave it, he doesn't have to worry anymore, because he can do, like the one who says, Lashon Bnei Adam, then from Nazir Lahazir, he only has to learn out one thing, which is, Ein Nizirut Chal Al Nizirut. I mean, he has a drasha left for Nazir Lahazir, right? And therefore he can use that for Nizirut Chal Al Nizirut. Right, we don't know what he holds, Lindor Neder, maybe he holds his Kedibur Torah Lashon Bnei Adam, right?
Yeah,
and then he can get rid of it.
His what he can hold.
Right. Okay, Amamar. Now, we said in this Hekesh, Uman Nidarim over B'Val Yachel U'Val Te'afer. Right, so Nidarim, we said that there's a restriction in B'Yachel to violate what you've said, U'Val Te'afer, that you should not delay that which you did. Now, Bishlomo, now you can explain B'Val Yachel and B'Val Te'acher by Nidorim. We said that applies to Nizirus as well. How do you apply that to Nizirut? Where does Baal Ta'acher come up with Nizirut, and where does Baal Yachel come up with Nizirut? And the Gemara said that's part of the Hakesh, that it applies to Nizirut. But where does that come up? By Nizirut. Bishlam of Baal Yachel Nidarim Mishkach as well. By Baal Yachel, do not violate your word. By Nidarim, we find it. Kigon to Amar Kikar Zu Ochel. Velo Achlo says, I'm going to eat this loaf of bread, and he didn't eat it. Over Mishum Baal Yachel Divaro. Then he violates, you know, I mean, he said he was going to do something, and he didn't do it, so there he violated his word. To violate your word by Nizirut, how could you have that? Came into Amar Harini Nazir, Havale Nazir. As soon as you say you are a Nazir, you've become a Nazir already. Then, Akal, Kamale Bavai Yochal. If you eat, say for instance, grapes or wine while you're a Nazir, you violate the Lo Tase that's associated with Nazir. The Nazir is not allowed to eat these items, then you violate the Lo. Shoto, Kamale Bavai Yishater.
But not the Nazirut?
So that's what Gemara's going to answer up. Amarovo, Labor, Labishnayim. I mean, that's the Gemara says it's a weak answer. But to be over on two things, meaning that when you eat, when you're netted in Nizirut, not only do you violate the Lavim that are particular or unique to Nizirut, but you're also violating the general Neder Nazir by Yachel that you have nullified or not held to or upheld or stood by your word to keep your Neder Nizirut. Says yes. I just want to point out, I'm going to point out the Gilina Shasher, because Daniel, you raised this issue yesterday about your, the way you had thought about the Nidarim and Shavuot, right? So the Rabbi Kiva Eger over here points out that the Gemara gives an example of a Neder. So this Neder is that I will kikar zu ochel, I will eat this loaf of bread. Right, so now generally what we said yesterday is that a neder works on the chepsa, that you restrict the chepsa. So the Rabbi Kiva Eger says here that he thinks that nedarim can only be made or formed in the negative form. Because it's an isser chepsa, right, then the nedarim can only be formed in the shlili, in the negative form. Because by definition, if you're restricting the chepsa, right, the demand is on the chepsa, then the only thing you can do to a chepetz is restrict it to yourself. If you're already obligating yourself to eat something, the obligation then is on the gavra, on the individual, to eat it. And there, you can't say that this challah must be eaten by me, because that's already, again, putting the obligation back on the gavra. So he says he doesn't understand this Gemara's formulation. He writes, if you look in the Gilyan Ashas, I don't know where you guys have it laid out, over there, the Gilyan Ashas over here, the first Gilyan Ashas, Gilyan Amar Kikarzul Ochel. You see it? Yeah, exactly. Damar kikar zu ochel. I'm a command of cheb tosvos. V'tzarach iyun. Daha neder b'kum v'aseh lo mishkach asla. You can't find a neder in a positive form, in an active form. Why? The whole neder, shushu oser chepetz alav. The only way a neder can be formulated is where you, the chepetz itself is something that you restrict yourself. But neder shalo ochel. Srila the common post scheme to have a yad. And when he says neder shalo ochel, that's a yad. Possibly the Kamadola Sora Machal Alav. Right, that's what we talked about yesterday. The Machalos between the Ran and the Ramban, whether you can have such a Lashon. Can you have a Neder but Lashon Shavua? So that's what the Ramban believed, that was a Yad La Neder when you did it Lashon Shavua, whereas the Ran says you can't do that. That you only can have either Lashon Shavua or Lashon Neder. But he says, so at least the Ramban says when it's in the negative form, even if you formulate it like a Shavua, still become a Neder. But in the positive form, about Lidor La'asot Maseh Lo Mishkachasla, to do something in the active form, you can't create a neder in the active form. By definition, something in the active form is a demand on the gavra. It's a demand on the gavra. It automatically becomes a shvua and not a neder. So he says he doesn't understand this. He says, Hashem Ya'irei Nai. He says Hashem should help me understand the lashon in the Gemara here. But just because you had mentioned that your understanding of neder and shvua, well, it's not shvua can be in the negative and positive form. The Kiva Eger here says that neder can only be formulated in the negative form by definition because it's an isser chepsa.
Part of how I understood what the Gemara was saying over here, though, is that if you say, you know, you're going to eat this kikar, in a way, it is the chepetz that becomes the main focal point over there. Because how do you know that you violated that? When that kikar is no longer extant, you violated what you said you were going to do.
Right.
As long as that kikar is around, right? That, you know, you could sort of, but when actually kind of ceases to be, it gets thrown out, or you know, or right. So in a way, it really is, you know, focused on the object.
I assume that you have to answer very good. I assume you have to answer something to that effect, which is that maybe in a shvur, a form of shvua, but the shvua is directed to a certain chayfis, and the Gemara might view that somehow as a neder or some form of neder because it's directed to an object, a specific object, versus being directed as the gabbar, the obligation of the gabbar to eat that object.
Kikar zu, as opposed to I'm going to eat a kikar. You know, then it's on the gabbar. Any kikar that you eat, you're fulfilled.
But here, there's still a positive, which is what Rabbi Kiva is pointing out, is that the positive, when you obligated to eat the kikar, right? Even though it's this kikar and this specific chayfetz, you are the only one who can do it. It's the gabbar that must execute and is demanded to do it. But I hear what you're saying. I'm assuming that's what you have to answer, which is that since it's directed.
Only go to this chayfetz,
exactly.
This kikar,
so. Very good. All right, very good. So I think that's the way you would have to explain it or understand it. Right. So just I wanted to follow that.
Heidegger must have thought of that and considered a good enough answer, but
anyway, no, but it's a good suggestion. I think it's the best way to explain it, and I just wanted to address it because you had mentioned it. I mentioned it yesterday. Now, all right. Oh, well. Okay. So now we went through what's ba'yechel. Now the Gemara wants to know ba'al te'achir din ziros heichu mishkachas lo. How do we have Baal Te'acher by Nezirus? Meaning that Baal Te'acher, do not delay fulfilling your neder, is really a reference to Karbanos. When you promise to bring a Korban, you can't go Shlosh V'Galim without bringing the Karban. Does that make sense, Baal Te'acher? By Nezirut, how do you have such a setup where we say, do not delay doing your neder Nezirut? How can you have such a setup? So when it says, Kev Damari Nazir, Havalei Nazir. As soon as you say, a person says, I will be a Nazir, they are a Nazir. There's nothing to delay, and the tears falls right away. So, and therefore, when he eats already, he's in bayochot. So the Gemara says, "Omer lichishya erze ayeh nazir." When I want, I will be a nazir. So he takes the neder nazir. So says, "When I want it to start, I'll have a nazirut." Gemara says, "Yamar kishya erze like a bal ta'acher." Means by definition, he can't be delayed because the t'nai is that when I want it. When I want it, then it's never late.
But when you say that it's implicit, as if someone says, "I'm going to become a nazir," so it's implicit, not just that he's intending to start as a zeros, but that he's going to fulfill the period of the zeros in the proper way. So in a way, you know, if he becomes a nazir and then he violates it, in a way, that's not just it's not just violating Loyachel, he's also violating Baal Tacher, because he has to start it right, when he violates his ears, he has to start it again. Mm-hmm. And if you keep violating
it, the Gemara doesn't see, it's interesting, but the Gemara, only because of Baal Tacher, but the Gemara does not see a violation of Nizirut, like just eating or drinking, as Bayachel of the Nizirut itself, right? Mm-hmm. Meaning that the Gemara had to bring the whole Bayachel to teach you that there is even a Bayachel by that. Right. They don't see that as an nullification. The Gemara doesn't view that as a brooding
of the Nizirut. Well, that was another right? They just see that as violating that law, you're saying. But the answer was,
which is violating Bayachel, but not, right, but they, not the starting of the completion. There's two different things. One is that I have to start in Nizirut, the other one is I have to complete in Nizirut. Mm-hmm. And that Bayachel only applies to starting this year, not completing it, right? Right? So then he says, I will not die before I'm a Nazir. So now, the min ha'ishat avalei Nazir, right? At that moment, he becomes a Nazir right away. If he does, he has to start his Nazir right away. Mida hava. Because it's similar to someone who says, Omer li'ishto harei zubiteich asha'achat kodem mitati. This is your get, but it will only take effect 1 hour before I die. Asur lechol mitruma miyad. She, if she's married to a Kohen, she can no longer eat truma from that moment forward. Why? Because we say amrinan, alma amrinan, koshata v'shata dimomais. Any moment you could die. Since any moment you could die, this could be the hour before your death, and therefore you can no longer eat truma. The woman can no longer eat. Hakanami la altar havi nazir. Right away he becomes a nazir. Amrinan dilma hashtamit. Because we say. So that's the what the Baal Tacher comes to teach you is that you're not, that you must start the Nazirus right away. I mean, that's the whole point of the Baal Tacher comes to teach you that you must start the Nazirus right away.
It might be Baal Tacher.
Because it would be, otherwise it would be Baal Tacher. So So therefore, you the nizirus is chal le'alter, happens right away, because Baal Zachir tells us that you may not delay it at all.
No, it's not speaking to intent. It's speaking to...
Right, the fulfillment, or...
facto,
what happens, exactly. So he does say that. Balav, if you look in the Ran, in the 2-4, he basically says, or it almost says your line, 4 lines from the bottom. In the bottom of the Ran, it says, Balav dam yulahayi legamre. It's not completely parallel. Do awesome iachlav lomeis bala loav de yisuro. Had she eaten truma, and say she continues to eat truma, and then her husband does not die in the next, you know, hour, then she didn't do anything wrong by not eating the truma, because it's just a chashash here that he may die, therefore don't eat the truma. Whereas here, of a hokal outer klamle b'balta acher, immediately he must fulfill, right, his obligation, and he may not be me'acher it at all. The caveman shehidna va'amar lo eftar min olam mashkin v'hachi tamar. As soon as he says that I will not go out of the world, it's like this. Hariyala in the milk nizirus. And as if I'm saying I must start at nizirus right away. There'll be no safek that I finished my nizirut. So the only way to make sure and ensure that there's no safek that I completed is to do it immediately. Otherwise there'll be a safek. So even though in his language it does not suggest it, the Baal Tacher forces us to say that it must be done immediately. So now what are you going to say? I learned it out from Nidorim. Iman Nidorim. By Baal Tacher, bringing karbanos, you have the ability to wait for 3 regolim. Over here we're saying the Baal Tacher means Nizirus right away. So how is that a parallel, right? We're only learning out Nizirus from the Dorim. How do you make that a parallel? So he says, Gamar Prepare coming to Rosh Hashanah. He says it's different. The structure is different. Why? When he says Hari Alai, he obligates himself to bring a korban. Because if he said Hari Alai, he would be a nazir right away. So he could have used the same lashon he used by a korban. Right? So therefore, anything, as if to be a ted to Hari Alai, the way the neder is structured, it would happen right away. So Baal Tacher comes to teach you that in another formulation, right, then you may not postpone it because you must do it right away. You must do it the altar and delaying it. Now he does point out that you could have structured it differently. If you look to skip 2 lines down from what we were just reading in the Ran, before 2 years are complete, I will be a nazir. Then he could have had it. Then only Baal Tacher would be after 3 regalim. Because he would say, then it's structured similar to karbanos. I mean, he says, in the next 2 years, I will complete the net in the zirut. He suggested that in that case, there would be a normal Baal Tacher like the Darim, that after 3 regalim, that would be too much of a postponement to do it within the 2 years. That would be too much procrastination. Whereas when you structure it in this lashon,
if he says within 2 years,
I will be a nazir, then after he has only, if he waits more than 3 regalim, then already that's a...
Even though the 2 years didn't pass.
That is a procrastination, too much procrastination.
Parallel to
Nidaris, right, by Karbanos, exactly. That's what he says. He just said Rava could have explained it that way, but he wanted to teach us this Chiddush, that by Hare Alai, where normally by Nazir, if you accept an Neder Nazirus, that's immediate, it would happen right away. When you formulate it in this way, that I will, before my death, I will, then we say that the intent of the person is Lo La'acher, you can't delay it at all, and it means to do it right away also. And that's a bigger Chiddush. It teaches that the Baal Tacher here means immediate, not like in the Darim where it means through regalim, but rather structures that it forces you to have it read be immediate.
So he uses the formulation of the Che'eretzeh, and he dies without ever becoming, nazir.
Then he didn't violate it.
He didn't violate it?
No, because he never wanted it.
He never wanted it.
Right, so that's not a problem, because he had the option. He left the option in his hands. When he takes the option out of his hands, then you have either could have a violation of Baal Tacher, but he does not keep the nether in his zirut. Now, he also points out that why it's different by Hare Alai, when someone says Hare Alai Korban, right, or Hare Alai Lavi Korban, how come the Baal Tacher is 3 regalim, whereas when you say Hare Alai Nazir, right, then the nazir's hold comes right away. He says, because when you say Hare Alai Karban, you still are missing what's called mechusar maaseh. You still have an action left to do, which is what? Bring the korban. So since there's still an action left which you must do, then we can say that you have 3 regalim to fulfill that action. action or to start that action to and put it in force. Whereas when a person says Hari Alai Nazir, there's nothing missing anymore. And there's no maisa that he has to do. There's nothing left for us to say about that care, wait three regalim for it to fall. It happens right away because there's nothing left, anything else left to happen except that he said he was a Nazir, and that's good. So that's why he differentiates between why Nazir and Nidarim would work differently. And because of that difference in the way they work, Baal Te'achar will also function differently on them. Since Ari Al-Karban is B'chusar Ma'aseh, is lacking in an action, or the action's missing, therefore Baal Te'achar will be over three regalim. Whereas Nazir, there's nothing missing anymore. So the Nazir happens right away. So what does Baal Te'achar come to teach us? That when you formulate it in a way that says, I want to accomplish this before something happens, and that item is always in doubt, right? Then we say, make sure that you do it. It happens right away, and you're over Baal Te'achar if you don't do it right away. All right, we'll stop here.